Welcome to the Holistic Me podcast, a journey to finding wellness within. I'm your host, Jessica Bravo, and I'm so honored to be here with you to share my journey and experiences, as well as my knowledge on all things holistic wellness and self-care. I'm a licensed acupuncturist, Reiki master teacher, intuitive holistic healer, and the creator of the new Wellness Within Dex. Join me as we dive deeper and uncover our true healing potential that lies within each and every one of us. Hey everyone, welcome to Intuitive Message Friday. I'm doing something a little bit different today. I am using a crystal singing bowl for today's Intuitive Message Friday. This is a brand new, beautiful heart chakra crystal singing bowl that I just received recently. And so I am very excited to share the healing vibrations from this with you all to start our message today. So, and after this, I will go into a reading for the collective, for all of you who are open to receiving today's message. So feel free to say hi, but for right now, for this crystal singing healing bowl portion, just be open to receiving the healing vibrations that come through for you today. So we're setting the intention for love, healing, joy, and grounding into ourselves, our center, connecting heaven and earth. Still going. So beautiful. Absolutely love this. All right. I'm going to get ready for today's message here. Going back to my Threads of Fate Lumen deck that we used when we had our last card reading for the collective here in the Holistic Me community. Thank you so much for joining me, by the way. I'm going to move this out of the way. Maybe we'll close with it again. Hey, Christina. How are you doing? Welcome. All right. If you just got on, watch the beginning again later with the crystal singing bowl. We just finished it, but I might close with it again. So stick around. Let's see what we got for today's message for the collective. What do we need to discover? What do we need to be open to on our journey right now? What message is for the greatest and highest good of all? Okay. All right. Oh, very good. Awesome. Let's see if there's anything else. One more. All right. Oh, I love this. Okay, I'm really excited. So, our first card for today's pool is the Underworld, or Underworld. And then we have Speak Truth. Look at that beautiful sword or dagger. That might be the Wildling, which you've seen here before. And then lastly, we have Self-Love, tying it all together. So what is the message here? The message is right now there's a lot coming up. I'm saying this as basically this message right here is confirming something that I've been talking about with my close friends and a close community that I'm part of, where we kind of help each other through our spiritual growth and journey and healing together. And this has been a topic of conversation over the past couple of weeks. There is a lot of stuff coming up right now for the collective. Everyone is experiencing some sort of either shadow that's coming back and presenting itself to us to either get us through a lesson that we really need to learn, or some sort of truth that we need to uncover within ourselves and really work towards it. This is like a big moment. Even from an astrological perspective right now, all of this Pisces energy that we're in, we just had all this Aquarius energy, now we're in all of this Pisces energy, new moon coming in Pisces, and it's really strong right now. But that's not my specialty, but there's a lot coming up energetically, and so if you're feeling that, you're not alone, okay? I want to just clarify that you're not alone in this feeling. Speak truth. So as you discover this, as you uncover what's coming up for you in this time, you want to acknowledge it and you want to speak the truth of it for yourself and for others. So if something is coming up with you, whether it be in relationships, family, your work, whatever it might be, make sure that you're honoring that truth that is within you and speaking to that. Don't hold it in. Find the words that you need to find to speak your truth and be and own your purpose and your message. And that steps right into the Wildling, which again, we've seen before. It's about taking the opportunity to really be yourself. And it may seem like out of left field for some people in your life, for you to step into this role, and it may seem a bit rebellious to some, but truly this is the time to be yourself, to be you. All of this stuff is coming up so that you can be who you are. And we tie it in closely, so neatly, I should say, or close it in very neatly with the self-love, because once you take this in, once you uncover this this truth that is coming up from within you, once you face your shadow, once you really do the work, the key component to getting through it all is self-love. Having love in your heart for yourself. And we always talk about loving our neighbors, right? Or showing others love, but we have to start with us. Give me 1 second, bud. We have to start with love for ourselves. There's nothing greater. And if you don't have that love for yourself, it's really hard to give love to others. So listen, take a moment to go inward and see what it is that's coming up. If you feel like you've been struggling lately, like you're hitting a wall or constantly, I was talking to my best friend last night about this, like you're tripping over yourself, you're trying to do things right, and everything you do, like the worst case scenario ends up happening, or like you just say the wrong thing even though you intend to do good and use your words for good, then look inside, figure out what it is that's coming up. Why is this happening? Why are you stumbling? Why are you running up against the wall? And tap into that truth and then speak it. like put it out into your world, live it, and be yourself and show yourself some love for that, because it is one of the best things that you can do for yourself in this time. And I really, really believe, just from the people that I know that are going through some of this heaviness right now, this is something that the collective is indeed going through. So I hope this message resonates for you in some way. Let me know in the comments. I'd love to hear from you. Let me know what has been coming up for you, if you feel like sharing. I always love to talk and dive in about this stuff. So let me know, and say hi if you're watching the replay. And we're gonna close this out with another crystal singing bowl moment here. So let me get set back up. Get my bowl in place. Oh, it's a beauty. I'm so in love. All right. Here we go. Are you ready? We're setting the intention to receive this message for our utmost grace and highest good. To give ourselves love, be open to love within our hearts for ourselves and for others. Thank you so much for joining me today. Truly appreciate all of you. Thank you for being part of this beautiful community, and for just tuning in, listening. If you're just jumping on, make sure to watch the replay so you can get the full message that I shared with you all. And I look forward to catching you next week. Don't forget, we're live Wednesdays for Wellness Wednesday and here Fridays for Intuitive Message Friday. I love you all. Until next time, stay well, my friends. Thank you for tuning in to the Holistic Me podcast. If you want to connect with me, learn more about my products or services, check out the show notes for all the links to my social media, as well as shop sites and class links. If you're more of a visual person, I also record this as a YouTube video, and you can connect and subscribe to my YouTube channel through the link in the show notes. Thank you so much for being here. Until next time, stay well.